Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the VRO. What's up, guys? We're back hosting tonight. It's Amber. I got Jessica with me, and tonight's guest is Megan Rath, who plays Sally on Syfy's Being Human, and she will be with us in just a moment.
So, hey guys, it's me, Jess, and first of all, I mean, we had a kick-ass finale last week, so I'm excited to have Megan come on so soon afterwards, and even more exciting is the fact that she's going to take callers tonight.
Yes.
We don't always get to do that, and it's always so much fun, so if you have an awesome question for Megan that you've been just dying to ask her, please, by all means, make sure you call in. Just so you know, when you do call in, if you're planning to ask a question, wait until we decide to say that we're taking callers, because it will take us a few minutes. You will press 1 to speak to Amy, and you will have to tell Amy what you're going to talk about. So just let her know what your question is, because obviously we can't have everyone asking the same question. Also,
true.
Please remember that if your computer is on and you've been listening to the phone, to the interview via your computer, to make sure that you mute
please.
It so that you don't have any interference. That is very, very important. And keep your questions in the PG-13 range, please, just to make sure, because I don't know about y'all, but I have teenagers, and my teens love the show, and I'm sure there are several more out there that are probably listening, too. And, you know, you have to tell Amy what your question is. So just make sure that you're ready to do that, and then she'll put you through. That way we don't have a lot of people asking the same stuff. But
exactly.
It's exciting, right, Amber?
You are
yep.
ready?
Sounds good.
We're
ready.
Ready?
No.
Okay.
We're ready.
You have it.
Hey, Megan. Hey.
What's
How
up?
Are you? How are you, ladies?
We're good.
We're so excited that you're going to talk with us tonight and let us take callers. That's always a fun time.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, well, we're just going to jump right into it and bombard you with a bunch of awesome questions.
Yeah, we've got a few. I'm Jessica. Just so you know, and Amber is our other lovely host that is going to be bothering you tonight. And
hello.
And I wanted to tell you thank you online, too, while we have you. Just I don't know if you remember, but I interviewed you at Dragon Con out on the back
porch.
Yeah,
I totally remember. I remember perfectly. It's nice to talk to you again.
Well, I tell you, the funny thing that I have to tell you really, really quickly is I don't know if you remember, but I had my 14-year-old son with me when we did the interview. And remember we did a few pictures, you know, just cute little pictures or whatever, and he put them on Facebook, obviously, and it looked like he was touching your rear end. I don't think it was on purpose, but it looked like it.
Oh,
he caught so much flack from every teenager out there. And he just absolutely loves it. So thank you for that.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad I could help in any way possible, you know.
You know, what better way for a 14-year-old to enter high school than having a picture like that with a beautiful TV star. So,
That's true. Jesse has had 2 girlfriends already this year. So that might accompany that.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, I take full credit for Jesse's girlfriends.
There you
go. Welcome, Jesse.
Okay, well, we'll get started. We have a few questions, and then we're going to just allow our callers to call in and ask you what they want to know, too. And our very first question is, why did the writers choose the color purple for the Dream Reaper episode? Is that your favorite color, or was it something they decided?
You know what? I don't know why they chose that. I remember early on when they were deciding, they asked me, how do you like the color purple? How do you look in purple? And I was like, and to be honest, purple has always just kind of been like a good color for me. So I said, oh, yeah, it's great. But I think it's important for everybody to know that that color and the aesthetic of the dream world was very specifically picked out for I don't know, reasons that I'm not aware of. But everything was thought out down to the color of my fingernails and my toenails and really every single thing in that place, which was pretty interesting.
Well, it looks
I mean,
really cool. And I tell you, I was so excited to see you in different clothing this
week.
That was
yes, so was I.
I bet you liked actually having to go to wardrobe this time around.
It was really nice to actually feel like a girl.
Yeah.
And to wear a dress and feel pretty. I think I was generally a happier person on set. I remember the crew was like, "You're just really happy today. You're like a really happy girl." And I'm like, "I am, I know." And I think it was because I got to look different. I mean, I really like clothes and I like doing my hair and having different makeup. And so it's really such a downer to be in the same outfit all the time. So it was really nice.
Imagine. Yeah, it was fun to see you all prettied up every week.
Good. I thought that people would enjoy that too, because that's one of the biggest questions I get on Twitter is how do you feel about wearing the same thing all the time? And it's like, it sucks. It really sucks.
That reminds me, when Whitmer was on, he said that he had the easiest job when it came to wardrobe because he was already so pale that he just showed up and was ready for work. And you and Huntington had the hard job getting ready for each episode.
Oh, listen, my job is not hard getting ready for each episode. I put on the clothes that I wear every single day. They do the same makeup on me as they do every single day. Sammy's the one that has a hard time because he's really quite ugly in real life. You would never know, but it's hours and hours of makeup and hair. He's unrecognizable in real life. So it actually works in his benefit because he can walk down the street freely without anyone bothering him.
Oh, that must be nice.
It's really
big
nice.
Thank you to Sci-Fi for putting in the extra dollars for the hair and makeup team then, for sure.
Yeah, there it is.
That's great.
Okay, well, do you know if we have heard the last of Scott?
I don't know anything about it. Like, I wish I could be like, yeah, well, you know, you guys got to watch and find out, but I really don't know. I have no idea. I think not.
I hope you're right.
You guys like Scott?
I liked it. I definitely liked it. I thought, I liked the dark, I liked the whole dark thing that Sally went through. I thought it was really interesting, and he obviously played a huge part of that, so.
Yeah, I like him too. He's a really nice guy, and it's funny, we really do look quite similar. That scene where his face morphs into mine, it's like I saw that and it really scared me because I was like, that's too similar. It's too easy to morph one face into the other. So there was one reviewer that I was reading some review of it, and they call him Keanu Reeves Light. Which it's funny because he does look like Keanu Reeves, but what's even funnier is my brother, me and my brother look identical, and people always tell him that he looks like Keanu Reeves, so I think it's a perfect match. They did a good job.
Did they actually, when they were casting his character, do you know if that was part of it? Did they want y'all to kind of look alike, or did that have anything to do with it at all?
Not that I know of. I don't think they wanted us to look alike. I think it was a happy accident. I don't really know anyone else who was up for the role, but I asked him that, and he said he had no idea. I think it was just meant to be.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, how do you picture Limbo being?
These are good questions.
I know. I know. I'm just kidding.
You have been thinking about this.
It's because we're fans of the show.
I know. I love this. Honestly, the best, I love doing interviews with people who actually watch the show. I find it so much more fun. So well done, ladies. How do I picture Limbo? I really have no idea. I have no idea. I keep seeing the way the British show did it. And I imagine that ours will be nothing like that. And I feel like anything I try to come up with will be nothing compared to what the writers come up with. So I feel like it's sort of futile to think about it. But I, in some way, I hope that going into Limbo will make me look differently. Change clothes, change hair.
Well, that
would be good. You, I was so very excited. The way they ended the episode where we could, we talked about this because, you know, we do our recap show every week. So we do come up with some crazy theories every week. We pick it apart
okay.
and try to figure out what's going to happen. And
mm-hmm.
one of the most exciting things was the way that we heard your voice over the radio because, you know, in all actuality, most people now that believe in ghosts, they do feel that that is a way that they can communicate. Like maybe they hear them over the airwaves or they mess the TV
right.
up or, you know, the white noise type of storyline. And so I was really excited to see that even though you're in limbo, which has sent you somewhere and we don't know, that, you know, that they are going to throw that in there and give us that little aspect. I think that was pretty cool.
I think so, too. I mean, I really don't know. I'm as clueless as you guys are in regards to what's coming up. I just, like, I have no information. It's as much of a cliffhanger for you as it is for me.
Well, I have a question that, sorry, Amber, it's not on the list. But
go for it.
My question is, do you actually believe in ghosts, you personally?
I do, yeah. I have my whole life. I come from a pretty spiritual family, and we've always sort of believe that there was something else out there. And I think that it's nice to believe something like that. It kind of gives us a little reassurance. but yeah, actually the first house that I ever, I mean, you probably know the story. I've told it so many times because everybody asked me this, but the first house that I ever lived in was haunted. There was a gravestone in the backyard and it was a man, and my parents, I was just a baby. I was in my crib, but my parents would hear something climbing the stairs every night at the same time, and we had a stair that was more creaky than the others, and sure enough it would creak. They would count and it would creak when it got to that step, which was pretty scary, but we never felt that whatever was there with us was anything threatening. It was kind of, my parents said that they never had a bad feeling about it. It was something that was sort of watching over our family.
Okay, well, see, that's why I always like to hear those little stories. You know, it's fun to hear and to know how you feel on that. But do you think that Sally's mom took her door? She kind of just disappeared after Sally reaped herself. So, you know, we were kind of wondering.
I don't know. I hope that she did, because that was the reason that Sally didn't take her door. She sort of sacrificed herself to,
mm-hmm.
for the sake of her mother, just so that her mother wouldn't lose it like Sally did. But I like to hope that she did. But
yeah,
it may not be the last
did.
We see of her.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys think? Do you think she took it?
I think she did. I hope she did. You know, I don't think that Sally can deal with any more guilt over if she didn't take it. I think that might just put her over the edge. So.
Yeah, Sally's mom kind of tended to be a little self-serving. And so she really had no reason at this point to stay because Jerry was dead and that seemed to be her only concern. So I imagine that she did take it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was her door. I think it was Sally's door. I think that Sally was needing the closure from her mom more than her mom did. And I think if her mom took that door, she's going to be in limbo with her. Boom.
Oh my God. That's a really good theory.
Yeah. That's what I think. And I think that because I don't think that when the door appears once, that's it. Because otherwise, there would really be a lot of ghosts, like, everywhere. And so I really think that it was Sally's door. And I think Sally messed up by reaping herself.
That's a good theory. I mean, that could be a twist. You probably just revealed a twist of the third season, so thank you for that.
If the writers are listening, call me. No, I'm just kidding. That's great. All right. Well, if you were a ghost, like if you were ever become a ghost one day, who would you want to haunt and why?
I don't know. I mean, I'd probably haunt the people I know for a little bit, see what they're up to. and then, I don't know, I'd probably move on to, like, some famous people, like maybe the president, see what's going on over there. I'd probably float around a lot. I don't think they're all as lucky as Sally to have some good supernatural people around where they can form a family. So I'd probably float around.
Yeah, if ghosts were really like Sally, I think I'd find like the one piece of land on Earth that nobody's ever died on. And that's where I would live.
That's cool,
Sally's
yeah.
Sally's done some scary stuff.
Yeah.
I would not
yeah.
be able to sleep at night.
I know.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all
I'm saying about me, though. That would be very important to me.
Well,
I would want to know what everyone was saying about me. Right after
yeah,
that.
It'd be like your chance to be the fly on the wall.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep. That's
and
true. That's true.
Talking bad
okay,
about
Lord,
them, then I would haunt them.
That's true. That is true. There's a couple people I'd probably like to see naked as well. I'm not going to lie. There's a couple people I
would. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely,
yeah.
definitely.
Definitely.
Some couples, like, I always see people that I'm like, oh, to be a fly on the wall in their house. Like, that's probably where I'd go first.
I agree. Okay, that's all the hard, grueling questions we have for you. We're going to start taking callers because we don't have a lot of people take callers often, and the phones are crazy right now. People are dying to talk to you, so we're really excited
oh,
about
cool.
it. So, Amy, let's bring in the peeps.
Okay, guys, so this is how we're going to do it. If you want to call in, go ahead and call 718-508-9440. Either myself or VRO Jess will screen your call. And when we put you on air, we're going to say your area code. So hopefully you all know your area codes. Okay, so are you guys ready? Here we go. 201, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I love the show, and I was just curious if you are coming back to the Paley Center in New York City.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
Hi.
thanks for watching.
Thank you for playing her.
We are going to New York next weekend, actually. We're doing the upfronts, which are on Tuesday. I think we're going on Monday. But we're not doing the Paley Center this year, unfortunately. We're just doing the upfronts, which are at the Museum of Natural History, actually. But no upfronts this year, unfortunately, because it was so much fun. Were you there last year?
I bought tickets, and then for me, my sister and I got the flu, so like my little sisters went, and I think she got a picture with you, and like they were freaking out, and I was just on the phone, and I'm like, I want to see her, and she's like, I'm right next to her, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, we had a good time. That was really fun, and we love being with the fans and hearing their questions, so, you know, maybe next year, but not happening this year, sorry.
All right, no problem. It's all good. I got a sister picture, so it's fine.
Good.
Awesome speaking to you.
You too.
Thanks for calling
right.
in.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move to the next one. 908, you're on the air. 908.
Hello.
Hi.
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 You're on the air.
Tell us your name and ask a question.
Oh, is this Ashley? Ashley, you?
Is this Ashley?
I think you
have the wrong number.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit. Is this actually you?
Oh yes, this is actually me.
Okay, good.
You're funny.
That's
adorable.
I'm a bit nervous and all that stuff. This is my first time, you know. Yeah.
Don't be nervous. It's all good.
All right. My question for you is, besides, you know, Sally persisting or hijacking someone's body and stuff,
mm-hmm.
what is her like? What's it like, you know, what she like to do in, like, I don't know, to pass the time for some, for?
I think she, what does she do to pass the time? You know, I think she hangs out mostly with the guys, and I think this season there wasn't much free time for her. She was pretty busy with possessing people and dealing with her split personality. But I think, you know, if she, when she does have free time, she likes to be with the guys and talk and do the normal things that girls do, which, you know, things that wouldn't include touching people or having any physical contact, which does get quite boring, I imagine. And she tends to be sort of a, you know, a blabbermouth, so she talks a lot, which makes it good to have people around.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Does that answer your question? All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, hon.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, let's go to the next
call. That was
call.
So adorable.
Oh, my God. Like, I don't know what she does. I don't write the show.
That was so cute.
Okay, our next caller, I'm Ella, you're on the air.
Hey,
Ella.
Hi.
We all know Ella, so let me take 2 seconds to say, everyone that's calling in, when you call in and we pick you up and say your area code, if you can start by saying your name and going ahead and asking your question, because it's so much fun and everyone wants to call in, but we want to make sure that we're able to take as many callers as possible as well. So just so we kind of know that, and Ella's a sweetheart, and we love her over here on the VRO. So go, Ella.
Hey, Ella.
Hey. Megan, I was just wondering, who do you think Sally will contact first, or who do you think will contact Sally first, Aiden or Josh?
It's a good question. I think maybe Josh, to be honest. I think Josh was really out of the loop when it came to what Sally was dealing with this season. And Aiden was really her confidant, just because I think Sally goes to him because he's been around the longest. But I think now that Josh is aware of what's going on, I think he's really the type to be more concerned, especially because Aiden is now underground. So I don't know how easy it'll be for him to contact her. So I think it's really on Josh to help her out.
I thought maybe with Aiden it could be like he could be delusional or something, your death experience as a vampire.
I mean, maybe. That's a good call. You guys are good for these predictions. You're better than me. You should be answering these questions. Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's a way.
Well, thank you for answering the question.
Love you, Ella.
Thanks, Ella.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, hun. Okay. Switchboard's being a little slow, so bear with me, guys.
No problem.
Okay, it's 818. You're on the air.
Hi, Megan.
Hey.
Hi. My name's Christy Hahn. I'm actually one of the co-runners for the Fan Site Being Fans.
Oh, cool. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, God. It's so nice to hear from you.
Oh, thanks. Well, my question is, what was your process or method for the shredding? Do you, like, have specific blocking each time you did it? Or, like, what were you thinking about as you did it?
What was I thinking about while I was shredding?
Yeah, like, how was the blocking or how is that all done?
Oh, you mean the actual physical shredding?
Yes.
Well, it was something that we thought out very early on. The first person that was ever shredded was Danny. And so, you know, this was in episode 7, I think. And so it was before we got the reveal of the fact that I was the Reaper happened in episode 9. So in episode 7, we had to double shoot it. We shot it with Dushin, who plays the Reaper. We shot it with him doing it, and then we shot it with me doing it, just for the sake of the flashbacks in episode 9, when it's revealed that I was the one who shredded everybody. So when we did it with him, that was the first time we ever actually blocked out the physical motion of shredding somebody. So we did it in a way that when you see Dushin shredding, he always shreds from behind, mostly. I think Walter, he shredded from the front, and it was a different motion for him. But so when I did it, it was the opposite motion. So I would put one hand on somebody's shoulder, put the other hand in their stomach, and then I would sort of rip. So the hand that was in the stomach would go forward, and the one that was on the shoulder would go back. And that's how I always did it. And the Reaper did it the other way, which was interesting. It's funny because the motion is so used now with the crew of the show, because I got so good at shredding people, I would run around the set and shred, you know, our director of photography, or shred the cameraman, or shred the first AD if they were pissing me off. So nobody was safe on set ever. I got really good at it. It was my finishing move. And you knew if I put my hand on your shoulder and in your stomach, you were done. There was nothing you can do about it. So it's now my move.
There's nothing better than having fun on
set. That's awesome. Thank you very much, Megan. It's nice meeting you.
Thanks. Nice talking
to you.
Thank you
for calling.
Bye.
Awesome.
All right, answer. Next caller.
803. Oh, 803. Oh, sorry. I'm here. There's a little, hi. This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
We actually, Megan, sorry, we actually met at Dragon Con. My dear friend Shelby was the one who gave you her ring.
Oh, hi. I totally remember you.
That's awesome.
I'm so happy you watched the show, finally.
Oh, my gosh. I want the second season on Blu-ray now. I'm elated to bring my copy to Dragon Con if you guys hopefully come and get you guys to sign it.
I'm sure we'll be back.
My question was, in those, you know, kind of lighthearted moments in the show where you guys kind of the witty banter back and forth, is any of that ad-libbed or improv, or is it all scripted?
That's a good question. For the most part, it's all scripted. We do sometimes add a little something in, like not ever in season one. Season two, we kind of would add a little thing or two. But mostly with it's really a testament to our writers, because they're able to write such great dialogue for the three of us when we're together. But for the most part, the only things that are ever improvised are really the looks between the three of us. You know, kind of the eye rolling and the sarcastic looks. But the dialogue is all as written.
Okay. I mean, that's great. I was just curious. I mean, there were certain things. I remember watching episode 9, or Dream Reaper. Was that 9?
That's 10.
10? I just remember just loving the whole thing. Did you watch Evil Dead, like, before doing that? Because it felt very Evil Dead.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. I just watched it last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's so weird that you bring that up. I just watched it for the first time last night. So, no, I hadn't seen it. But yeah, I know, you know, they're doing the remake of it now. And I was like, oh, I've never seen the original. And, like, my brother's a huge Bruce Campbell fan. So I was like, you know, I need to watch it. And so we watched it last night, actually. And I was like, oh, my God, the eyes are exactly the same. It's funny. And you know, in the movie, they keep being like, her eyes. and I was like, she looks like Sally. But, you know, the makeup, she looked like Zombie Sally from season one. But, I totally know what you're talking about. The similarities are crazy.
Well, have him show you the other two, because they're fantastic.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely. I rented the first one and the second one, so it's coming up.
All right. Well, thanks so much for answering my question. Hope to see you at Dragon Con this year.
Yeah, totally. Nice to talk to you again.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye, Michael. Okay, guys, we have which is surprising. We only have one caller left on hold. So if you guys want to call in and ask your questions, do it now so we can screen your calls.
And actually, I want to elaborate on what Michael just said, because when Sam Witwer was on, he said that in season one that the directors had to keep telling you guys to stop acting like you liked each other so much, because you weren't supposed to really, like, know each other on the show.
Yeah.
He
you said it was, like, really hard because you guys have become such good friends that it was difficult for you to pretend like you were getting to know each other because you already know each other well. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. I mean, it's really rare that you get along with people you've just met so well so quickly. And it was hard for us to rein it back a little, but I think it was absolutely necessary for these people, because especially the guy's relationship towards Sally, because she is the newest of the group. I think it was important that we had that energy of people who just are essentially forced into this situation, because, you know, the two of them had chosen to live together, but Sally was kind of the third roommate that was already there and wasn't going anywhere.
Yep, Sally forced her way in.
Just kidding.
Okay, let's bring our next caller in. 717, you're on the air.
Hey, Megan. It's
hey.
Different Mike, actually.
Hey.
I was, first of all, I want to thank you for you and the whole cast for inspiring me to start directing. I saw season one. I was just so blown away. I'm like, I want to direct something with actors that good. So thank you.
Wow.
First of all.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, my God. That's so nice. Thank you.
And my question is, how many hours total did you have to lay down on the stairs, and what was your comfort level?
Oh, my God. Thank you for asking that. No
That's
one asked.
You're
question.
Welcome. I was surprised no one did.
Yeah, it's funny. We were just at WizardCon this weekend, and nobody, we did a panel, and nobody asked me that. Someone asked, oh, was it uncomfortable for Sam Witwer to be in the coffin? Like, the coffin was open on the side. Like,
yeah.
Not uncomfortable. They were extremely uncomfortable. It was, it was 3 full days of me lying there.
Oh, my God.
from like 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, my God.
It was really, really brutal. The second day was the worst. Just because the way I was positioned on the stairs, it was just like right pressing on my tailbone, which is like, I have like issues with my sciatic nerve too, so it was like really brutal. And they did try to make it easier for me, and they had pads that they would put under between takes, but it was almost harder to use the pads because I would have to get up from the position, they would have to position me on the pads, and it was like, what was the point? Because when we were shooting, we would just, you know, have to take it out. So it was really hard. I mean, I was, it's strange to be, the pain of everything really kind of changes your personality in a way, because it makes you less, you know, willing to chat and to make jokes, because I was miserable. I was like, at one point I was about to cry during a take.
Oh,
and I was just, yeah, the third day was okay because I knew it was the end, and I was like, I'll just have to plow through, and I know this is the last day, but it was a long time. People think it was like, you know, half a day on the stairs. It was 3 full days, which was tough.
Whew. Yeah, I think what I do sometimes when I hurt myself at work, I think, oh, this is terrible, and I'm like, then I saw you sitting, you know, laying on the stairs. I'm like, I can't believe that they have her in that position, and I just wonder how long you were just sitting there laying down. I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop complaining at work now, and I, like, you know, twitch my ankle or something, because it's like nothing.
Yeah, no, it was, I got through it. I mean, I do yoga, so I think that actually helped, because it kind of, like, encouraged me to breathe through the whole thing and just kind of push the pain away. But, yeah, I was my back was completely bruised after, and it was, like, it was bad. Yeah.
And that's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
To be fair, they warned me
going into it. They were like, this is going to be really brutal for you. And I was like, I'm fine. I can do it. Like, I'm a trooper. Like, I love doing this kind of stuff. But this was like, get me out of here. I was like,
well, next time I'm on a fire call and somebody complains, oh, I'm so hot, or it hurts or something, I'm going to you know, just remember, actors do and actresses do a lot more painful stuff for a lot longer.
Well, wait,
than
what do
we
you,
do
what do you
sometimes,
do?
You know.
What do you do?
Oh, I'm a volunteer firefighter.
Oh, listen, awesome. I have nothing to complain about, and you're a firefighter. Like, I think your job is a little more tense than lying on the stairs for 3 days.
Yeah, but, I mean, we have protective gear on, so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't hurt.
People have every right to complain about burns.
Oh, no, like it'll get so hot in our gear.
Okay, but, I mean, you guys are doing something good for the world. Like, what? I'm just lying on the stairs for the sake of our TV show.
I don't know. I mean,
you're saving lives. I guarantee you I didn't save one life laying on the stairs like that.
Maybe you did. Maybe that was the one episode that saved someone's life. You don't know that.
Well, yeah.
Maybe. I hope so.
Well,
because that was a really good Sally scene.
It was fun. Yeah, it was well worth it. And so was your job. So continue doing what you're doing. You're a good man.
Well, the same for you. Keep going what you're doing, you know. And is your brother ever going to be on the show? Is like your, you know, relative or something? I was just wondering.
I hope so. You know, there was in the scene where my parents were on, when my mother was dying and I was talking to my father before she was dying, I don't know if this is in the, I think they might have cut this, but there, in the script there was a line where I said, oh, remember when we went camping and Robbie spilt all this stuff? There was like a mention of my brother. And I know that they put that in there just in case they wanted to use my brother. I mean, for the people that are listening that don't know, my brother's an actor also. And we look identical, so
yeah,
it would be a great.
Yeah, I follow you both on Twitter, so.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah, they would make good use of him, and we have played brother and sister before and something. But my brother is actually, he just got a role on the new sci-fi show Defiance, so now part of the sci-fi family.
All right. Well, that's on my list to watch
now. He plays an alien. Yeah. Yeah.
All
so
right. Cool.
Keep an eye out for that. Yeah.
Oh, I will.
Thank you for calling in, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, moving on. 706.
706. I know that area code.
Hello? Hi.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. My name is Rochelle.
Hi.
Hey, Rochelle.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm also Buffy Salvatore from Twitter.
Nice. Yes. Hello.
Hi. My question is it hard playing a ghost? Like, is it hard for you to film or act playing a ghost, playing with the other actors, you know, even though you're in the same room and they can't, some of the actors can't see you and some of them can?
It was hard at first. In the first season, it was difficult physically because, you know, you have to remember not to touch anything and they can't touch you. And, you know, I'm kind of a physical person. And when I want to get through to somebody, I want to touch them and, you know, shake them a little bit. But I couldn't do any of that. So it was actually a nice acting exercise to not have that to rely on and just have to really get it across with your words and your emotions. So that was difficult, but we got past that pretty quickly, I think, with the guys too. We all kind of got used to it. I think it's actually more difficult for the guest actors that come on the show, and they have to do scenes where I'm in it and I'm talking and they have to remember not to look at me or speak to me. I remember when Kristen Hager first came on and we first started having scenes together where I was in the room, but she couldn't see me before she was a werewolf. Kristen plays Nora, by the way. And I remember it being really distracting for her to have me next to her speaking to her or speaking to the guys, and she couldn't look at me. They kind of have to, you know, as an actor, you kind of have to keep going with the scene, you know, without acknowledging that somebody else is talking. So it's like you have to kind of make a pause out of nothing, which is strange. But, yeah, so I think now at this point it's more difficult for the new people coming on the show.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Right,
bye. Okay.
Hi.
Okay, let's see. Let's bring in 647.
Don't know that area code.
Arwen?
647, you're on the air.
Hi there. Hi, Megan. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am excellent. You guys had so much fun, it looks like, at Wizard World yesterday. Or
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, that was fun. I saw bits on Innerspace, and it was really fun. You guys in the background, so.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
I actually had some questions just about the fun on set. Actually, like, who's the prankster? And I know especially on, like, Supernatural, they're always trying to make each other laugh. So how do you stop from laughing?
We don't stop from laughing. I couldn't even really tell you who the prankster is. You know, Sammy Huntington, like, he really has an endless supply of energy, and he is always making jokes and having a good time. He's just fun to be around. And Sam Witwer is the same thing, but he sort of goes, you know, he's a lot more moody than Sammy is. So when his energy is up and he's in the zone, he's the one running around the set and, you know, making jokes, and it's, you know, it sort of never stops, which is so much fun. It's really hard to pinpoint who the one person is. Anytime we're doing a scene, the three of us, it's like just being together, our energy is so high, so it's always so much fun. And, you know, we generally make a lot of jokes on set, so... But I think for the most part, we're now good at sort of turning it on and off, and... You know, we can do a really serious scene, and then when the director says cut, it's like we're back to our normal selves, and we can have a lot of fun. But then, you know, when the time comes for us to perform and actually do our job, I think we do it okay.
Excellent, excellent. I haven't seen the gag reels, but I'm sure there's been gag reels for season one and now two. So,
yeah, there has, and you know, it's so long; it's like 20 minutes. It's like if you want to watch the gag reel, you have to, like, allot a certain amount of time to watch it, which is a weird thing. But I feel like people who would watch it would – maybe fans of the like, diehard fans of the show would find it really funny. But I feel like it's almost like a big inside joke with our crew. So, like, it's just kind of, you know, strange things that people wouldn't really even understand. It's not as funny as you think it would be. And there's so much stuff going on. There's so much stuff that – You know, so many times we break and we laugh that it was so difficult for them to fit it all into the gag reel. So I feel like you would have to watch, you know, the dailies every day to really see what we're like on set.
Oh, that's awesome. I got to say the last thing and then I'll let you go. I love the purple episode. That was amazing. And definitely I think everyone sighed relief for you that you got to change out of the regular clothes. So
yeah, thank you for saying that. I feel like that's my favorite episode of the whole series so far. And I know as for the guys too, it was something really special that we shot together. And, you know, it's a special kind of episode when it's, you know, even just from the opening credits, you know, usually it's Being Human over Black. And this one, it's Being Human over White, and this big purple heart comes up, which is so out of character for our show. So you just know that it's going to be something special before we're even in the episode. And I think it really came through. I think everybody liked to see Sally in a different light, sort of, and being alive, you know, in a way that didn't have anything to do, for the most part, with the world that she's actually in her reality. So I'm glad you liked that. I really liked that episode too.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much. You did a great job answering all the questions.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Oh, and hopefully we get to meet at a convention. So, okay, thank you.
All right, I think we're going to take one more caller.
Okay.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more on the phone. But
okay.
There's some that are going to be, if you've already called in, we're going to get to your question last if we have time. We're going to take the ones that haven't been on the phone line yet.
So and let's remind everybody, too, to stick to one question. That way the people that haven't had a chance to call can.
Yes, please. Okay, let's bring in 505.
505.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
You're on the
internet
with Megan.
Yeah, Tom, it's you. I'm dyslexic with numbers. I should have just read off your name.
Okay. Well, hey, I was just wondering, my question is, what do you think of the whole going to comic conventions and that whole experience and meeting your fans and stuff like that?
I love it. It's my favorite part of the whole thing, I think. It's really nice to actually meet the people you're making the show for. And, you know, I mean, you guys are the reason that the show is continuing, and we make it for you. And so it's so nice to be able to talk to you like right now and meet you in person and hear what you think about the show and hear the things that you liked and what you didn't like. And I just love the people that we meet there. I think I'm you know, I've met some of the sweetest people ever, and they're, you know, some of our biggest fans. So I absolutely love it.
Very cool.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've met all of you guys too when I was at Dragon Con last year, and
yeah.
Honestly, y'all's panel was the funnest thing about the entire weekend. And I've met a good bit of people, you know, through the radio show, things we've done here in Georgia, a lot of stuff filmed here. And you guys are really genuine with your fans, and it's really awesome. And it has a lot to do with why we love recapping the show every week and why we love promoting the crap out of it, because you guys aren't a bunch of jerks and you play on a really good show. So it ends up working itself out.
Thank you for saying that. No, that's really nice. And it really is. And I know, you know, the three of us feel the same way about it. We love doing it. Panels are some of the funnest things that we've ever done, especially the Dragon Con panel was something that was so much fun, because especially when we got to run around and trash the stage like rock stars, but then immediately clean up because we're responsible.
It was a lot. It was fun.
Yeah. And just, you know, meeting all the people that were at Dragon Con, especially because it's such a big convention, you know, it's amazing. I mean, it really, really touches me to hear what everybody has to say, and, you know, hearing how, you know, my character has affected somebody is just so special to me. And I have these conversations and I never forget them. I remember a lot of the fans that we meet, and it's just nice. It's really, really nice.
That's awesome.
Okay, that's
awesome.
Yay.
Take our
next,
I love it.
Caller.
Andrew.
Hi.
Andrew.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm like incredibly nervous. So
don't be nervous.
Well, how can't I be? You're amazing. How can't I be nervous?
Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, my question: if you could choose anybody at all to guest star on Being Human, who would it be?
Oh my God, that's so good. I feel like, you know, I would love if like Sigourney Weaver came on, or somebody, you know, really iconic in the sci-fi world. I think that would be amazing. I'd love if it was a woman. Like, I think, you know, at one point, I remember after season one, there was the mention, after the finale, there was that mention of Mother, and we didn't know who it was or what her story was. And we were all sort of prophesizing who it was going to be and what her character was going to be. And there was a moment where all of us were positive it was going to be Sigourney Weaver. And it wasn't. But I think, you know, having her on the show would be amazing. I know Alice Cooper is a big fan of the show, and I think he'd be an amazing vampire. You know, just I find, like, you know, kind of odd people are more exciting for me. I also would love if, you know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt or something came on to be, like, a ghost. Another ghost, whatever. No big deal.
That would be so awesome.
Right? He's so cute.
Yeah. Is this the Andrew that's on Twitter? Are you on Twitter, Andrew?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, what's your name on Twitter?
Virulent Viper.
Oh my God, it's you. I'm so happy to finally talk to you. I was, you know what, I was hoping that
you
would call. I was hoping that you would call, because me and the guys were talking about you this weekend, and we said, this guy is our biggest fan, I think. Like, you're so nice. Thank you for everything you do for the show. You're so sweet. You make me so happy all the time, so I'm so happy you called. Thank you.
Well, I'm happy I got the call. This is like a dream come true.
Me too.
Really, it's more my privilege than yours. I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We love you.
Oh, I love you guys too.
Thanks.
That's so sweet.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew.
Okay, bye, Andrew.
Thank you for answering my question, and thank you for having me, guys.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
I'm stuttering. I don't know. I'm still nervous. I'm starstruck.
Well, I hope we meet you at a convention one day.
I really hope so, too.
All right,
okay, bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Bye,
you
Andrew.
Too.
Oh, he's cute.
I just started following him on Twitter. It took me a minute. I found him, though.
He's
so there
cat.
We go.
Yeah. He's, yes, he's the biggest fan, besides being fans.
Okay,
we're going to take our next caller, 901.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I had a question. What was it like to meet a vampire and a werewolf?
What was it like to meet them?
Yes.
I think it was really relieving for Sally, actually. I think, you know, it had been 6 months since she had died before she met anyone that she could actually talk to. And in her sort of introduction to the guys in the show, she talks about how there were other people living in the house, other tenants, before the guys moved in, and how frustrating it was for her to just be a voyeur and watch, you know, them live and without being able to interact and communicate with them. So I think it was really exciting for Sally to finally have two people who could see her and could communicate in some way. And I think she was, you know, totally colorblind in a sense with what they are. She didn't care. She doesn't care if they're, you know, a vampire, a werewolf, a Frankenstein, you know, a wizard. She doesn't care. She just wants people to talk to. So I think it was an amazing thing for her. I think it was the best thing that's ever happened to her since she's been dead.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, we're going to bring in two more callers, and then I think we hit our hour mark. Our hour mark.
Okay. Calm down. Stop drinking. You're almost on the show.
I swear, it's only water.
Oh, yeah, that's what she tells us all the time. We don't believe her.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's bring in Michael. Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
Hi. First, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Michael.
Oh, hello, original Michael.
I was curious. I've been into a lot of TV shows that don't do very well in the ratings, and it's kind of, you know, this big thing. But you guys, you know, premiered really strong last year, and then I remember being on Twitter, you know, anticipating the new episodes, and you guys wrapped production like right before, right after the like first episode premiered. Was that kind of like nerve-wracking going in? Like, are we going to be as strong as last season? Because a lot of shows, you know, as you're going along, but with a cable season, 13 episodes, you know, you guys finished so early. I was wondering, what is that like? And then what is it like when you found out that you did so well, they picked you up for season 3 almost immediately?
It was amazing. We sort of, going into the airing of season 2 and actually the production of season 2, we felt quite confident, more confident than we felt the first season, because it's so nerve-wracking. It's you know, it's a new show. It's the reimagining of a British show that has such a cult following. But season, you know, we had such a nice reception in season 1, and so many people watched it and so many people loved it, that going into season 2, we had a confidence that, okay, we have our fan base, and, you know, we know those people are going to keep watching the show. And hopefully our fan base would keep growing, and it has. And, you know, finding out about season 3 so early into the airing of season 2 was so amazing. I honestly thought that we would find out that we had, you know, 2 months more to go before we found out for season 3, because, you know, really, while the show's airing, we're obsessed with the ratings and obsessed with seeing
oh, yeah.
if people are watching, and, you know, it's like, that's
it doesn't matter if people like the show and the show is good. It matters who's watching. So we're so grateful that for everybody that did, and you know, just it really eased our beings a little bit, knowing that, you know, we could rest easy for the rest of the season, knowing that we were coming back. So thank you for watching.
Absolutely. And I have to say that you're one of the few shows that has high ratings and high quality, honestly. I mean, I get into so many shows that are so great, and nobody watches them. I can't understand why.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I know. I feel so lucky. You know, Sci-Fi has been so amazing to us, and they've really promoted it well. And I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, I agree with you. There are so many amazing shows that they're like Arrested Development being, one of the main examples of shows that are like fucking amazing and nobody watches it.
I'm so
but,
sad
you know,
Chuck
with,
just ended.
I know, but you're so, sorry?
I'm so sad Chuck just ended.
I know a friend of mine's on that show, and, you know, they had a good run, though. They did well.
They had a great run, and that's...
Yeah,
that's another show where it's like the people are great on and off set. I've met a lot of them and talked to a lot of them, and they're so great. And the reason I started watching the show was when I was at Dragon Con, I just went to the panel just to go to the panel. You guys were so much fun and so sincere that I just was like, well, I have to go watch the show now.
That's so great. I'm glad you felt like that.
So thank you so much for doing this and taking callers. Like I know we all appreciate it, and once again, I hope to see you at Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah, me too. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think it's like the seventh person requesting Dragon Con tonight, so this has got to happen.
I know. Clearly, they have to have us back. Send this interview to the Dragon Con people.
I think I will.
Jessica is actually screening our next call.
Okay.
So we're going to give her a few minutes to screen.
And we have one more call. That's the last caller?
Yes, one more call.
Okay. Well, real quick then, Megan, do you know when season 3 production is going to start back up?
Yeah, we're starting in June.
June.
So very, very soon. We're starting a month earlier this year, which is good, because then we get to avoid a little bit of the Canadian winter. And just being outside without any clothes on, which is amazing. So, yeah, we'll finish in June and most likely start up in January again.
Sweet.
Okay, let's bring in Elle.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Meg?
Hi.
I wanted to ask you if you were given the opportunity to have any item or prop from the set, what would it be and why?
Okay, I love this question because we've talked about this extensively, me and the guys.
Okay.
I would take this prop called Dog the Catman Dude, who is, I don't know if you've noticed him in the show, he's in our living room, he's right next to the fireplace.
Yes.
He's a white, well, we're not sure what he is. We think it's we don't know if it's a cat or a dog. So we call him Dog the Catman Dude because he's half dog, half cat, half dude. He's three halves. and actually in episode 6 this year, when Bishop comes to the house, he talks about him, and he gets his first close up. He now has a hockey mask over
his face. I remember that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
He's been a staple
Sam
on our
Whitworth,
set.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Sam Whitworth said the exact same thing. So I wanted to know, since you both want Catman,
that's
dude,
what he said.
Would you share custody? Yes.
He did.
Would you share custody with
that.
Him?
Absolutely not. I would not share custody. It has been decided that he's mine. I thought we
That's
were clear
awesome.
On this. I'm actually, like, quite upset that he said that. Sammy Huntington wants the bug mural over the fireplace this year. There's, like, a framed giant bug
mm-hmm.
mural with all these different kinds of insects. He wants that. And I kind of wanted that, too. But then he was like... No, him and his wife had talked about this apparently and decided that I get Doug the Catman dude. So it's been decided. Wilbur does not get him.
Thank you so much. I follow you on Twitter and absolutely love the show. So
thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my question. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks.
All right. Megan, before we let you go, I have a quick question and a favor to ask you.
All right.
First, is there any upcoming projects that you want to tell everybody about besides Being Human?
Yes, there is. I'm actually doing a film in the winter. We're shooting after Being Human. It's called The White Buffalo, and where Sam Huntington actually plays my husband.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be very strange and disgusting. but it's going to be, it's really sort of a different kind of, I mean, it's not the sci-fi genre at all. It's going to be a small independent movie about, it's a romantic comedy that ends up kind of being the anti-date movie. And I'm really, really excited about it. It's a really beautiful script, and I'm so excited to, you know, get into it and play a different character and be able to work with Sammy again.
Which makes sense, because Sam's told us before that you actually have to suffer more than anybody else in the show because you've seen his naked behind more than anybody else.
Oh, my God. No, I've seen his ass so many times. I know so much about Sam Huntington's bum. It's disgusting. Like, I don't want to know about it. He's constantly telling me about it. I know his bowel movement cycle. It's awful.
Yeah, it's too late. I'm sorry.
Glad he already told you guys about that, though.
Yeah, he did. Dude, it's no holds barred on this show. It really is.
Yeah, no kidding.
It really is. Okay, well, before you go, we ask all our guests if they'll do a little clip, so you can just say something like, hey, this is Megan Rath, and you're listening to the VRO, or you can say, hey, this is Megan Rath, and Dog Catman is mine, and you're listening, you know, whatever you want, just whatever you want, and just do a little clip, and that would be really awesome, so if you would do that whenever you're ready.
Okay, sure. Should I go now? Should I do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Megan Rath, and you're listening to the VRO.
Perfect.
Sweet. Thank you so much for coming on for this long. Thank you so much for taking callers. I had a freaking blast.
Oh, yeah.
And
me
season
too.
Three,
thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank
awesome.
You so much. This was fun.
No,
and we'll
thank
talk
you.
To you
thank
again
you.
In season three, hopefully.
We'll see you at DragonCon.
Okay. See you at DragonCon, ladies.
Yeah. All right.
Good night, Megan.
Okay.
Night.
Good night.
I want to thank everybody for calling in and behaving in the chat room and watching the Twitter feeds, and I'm trying to reply back to some people, and I love you guys. I love the Being Human fans, and if you didn't know that we recap the show every season on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we recap Being Human. So definitely join us in the chat room there. Join us on the phone lines. It's going to be an awesome season three.
It really is. It is going to be a really awesome season three. And, yeah, I'm dealing with Twitter right now. I'm getting made fun of because, you know, always by the end of an interview, I have to pee. Like, it's never failed. It is a staple of mine. It's pretty much just how I am. Like, by the end of the last interview we did before Megan came on, I was peeing. I was peeing while we were on hold, and I was in the dark freaking out because I couldn't see. And then now at the end of this interview, I have to use the bathroom again. So pretty much my staple. So I said something in chat, and, you know, people are like, oh, nothing ever changes. This has been going on for 2 years, though. Like, it really has been going on for 2 years. By the end of an interview or a recap show, I'm like, oh, God, I gotta pee.
You need that iron bladder. That iron bladder. By the way, guys, I wanted to mention, too, that at 8 o'clock on Tuesday nights, we recap Lost Girls, or Lost Girl. If you are a Lost Girl fan like we are at the VRO, then definitely tune in Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock for that. Now, I do have to say, in May, our time's going to you know, they're going to not be Tuesday night at 8 o'clock most nights, because we have our Vampire Diaries month of May coming up, where we interview the entire cast of the Vampire Diaries. But if you follow us on Twitter, and it's at the VRO, then you can get all our updates on there, and our website is www.thevro.com.
And you can follow us twitter.com/thevro, and Amy will do a little tweet so you know what the host's Twitters are.
Yeah, if you want to follow Amber here.
Which I'm getting made fun of, like TMI, TMI, whatever, you love it, you think it's great. So please don't pour that water right now. My roommate's pouring water as I'm shaking my legs. So,
and I wanted
also
to say,
for those of you who didn't listen to the first interview, we did have Sam Huntington on, and he was joking about possibly call bombing Megan, and that did not happen, but that is okay. We had a lot of fun with Sam, and but before Sam came on, I mentioned that tomorrow night we have a quick interview with the executive producer and the writer for The Walking Dead Season 2, and it's going to be 8 o'clock Eastern. Please tweet me questions, tweet us questions, and if you can, kind of pay attention to questions that haven't been asked, because this guy is no holds barred. He pretty much answers everything. He's given away a lot of spoilers already for Season 3. They're not hard to find. So, yeah, that's tomorrow, and I am so stoked about this, because everybody knows how much I love The Walking Dead.
Oh, I know. So. It's awesome. So, and I wanted to thank VRO Jess for screening all of the calls tonight. You are a rock star.
And I want to thank Brandon, who is one of our newer hosts, for helping me a ton with writing these questions. He pretty much did all the work. I think I added in like one question. I've been really stressed out with schoolwork, and I've had a lot going on, and he has been extremely, extremely helpful with everything going on the radio station this week, and it just really means a lot to me that he pulled through and helped me out. So,
yay, Brandon! Brandon is a new host here on the VRO, and if you're in the chat room, it's not Brandon Davis. That's not our new host.
It's not Brandon Davis. It is Brunch in the chat room. I'm going to call him out.
But Brandon Davis is a really good friend of ours. And Jess was on the line. She just muted herself. She was like, thanks, guys, and then she muted herself. But Jessica had to hang up. She has she's got like a migraine from hell. So we went ahead and told her to go ahead and get some sleep. Hopefully you feel better, Jess. And, guys, help us get our Twitter numbers up, please. We know that you listen to our show. And like Jess said earlier and Amber said earlier, and I think it was Sam's interview, that a lot of people that listen to the show don't have Twitter. But if you have Twitter and you listen to our show, definitely follow us, because that's where you're going to get the first updates on our interviews and the first updates on our shows and all that good stuff. So definitely follow us on Twitter. We're on Facebook, too, and I don't know the link. I think it's just, you know, the VRO Facebook or something like that. I don't know. But, so let's see how long we can go until Amber has to pee really, really,
I'm
really
kidding.
Bad.
I'm like, literally, right now, I am dancing in my seat.
To our Facebook page on our website. So if you need to get our Twitter or our Facebook information, just go to www.thevro.com, and we should have information there about what our Facebook link is and what our Twitter link is.
Exactly. And we'll Twitter that stuff out. We've got funny pictures of the host. I think Amber's photo of her and the two Sams are on there. I think
it is. It's on there.
We kidnapped it off our Facebook and put it on there. And, you know, I thank you guys for joining us in the chat room. Listen to us.
Thank you guys. This has seriously been one of the funnest nights I've had in a while. And like I said, like, not trying to sound like a whiny baby, but I've just been really so stressed out with schoolwork. And this really just was quite a relief to be able to relax and do these two interviews and take callers. And you know, and it was really cool for me, for Megan to really like my series, because you guys know, if you hear me recap a show, that I am crazy when it comes to series. So it was really cool for her to be like, whoa, 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 this is actually really good. So
That was kind of cool. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, and cool. If you're a long-time listener, you guys know that we do this show for you guys. So, like Amber says, having you guys in the chat room, the feedback, like I still, our Twitter feed is going like crazy, and I love it. You guys make us want to do more. So, thanks. Oh, I get emotional. See, I'm the emotional with the family. Amber's the peer. I'm the emotional one.
Do you guys realize that whenever Amber has to pee, she talks faster and faster?
I do. It's true. I'm not going to lie.
There was a time where she peed on air.
Yeah, I did. But you know what? I'm not the only one. We've interviewed somebody that pissed on air and didn't even mute his phone. So at least I muted my phone where nobody could hear me. He didn't even do that.
And we will not tell you who that was. You will have to go back. You will have to go back and listen to all of our male interviews to find out who that was.
Yes.
No, but there was another caller at one time who actually flushed the toilet on air and didn't realize he was on air. But, yeah.
Yeah, we're laid back here. We have fun. We like to interact and with our chat room, and we love talking to you guys. Like, after we do an interview like this, I'm always, like, on, like, a high.
Sure. I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
We have to go so that Amber can pee and she doesn't pee.
We got
anyone.
19 more minutes.
You guys,
I'm joking.
No, I'll survive. I don't think my bladder's going to fall out. If you guys need a few more minutes, I'll be okay. I drank an entire 2 liter in 2 hours. Like, I don't know why I did that.
A 2 liter of water,
yes.
Right?
A 2 liter of Dr. Pepper, let's be serious.
No,
oh, no.
Amber, water.
I don't like water. Water tastes awful. Disgusting.
Water is amazing.
Okay, so people are like, we're guessing Matt Davis or David Anders. Wrong.
No.
It is somebody that has to do with the Vampire Diaries, but it is not either one of those. So the Vampire Diaries is the only hint I'm going to give you. But no, it was not either one of them.
But David did. He did his interview from the golf course.
He did.
So every hole, we were set down on the grass. It was a great interview, though.
It was.
I like when we have fun interviews like that. Like, Jess did one, when was it? It was Wednesday night with Renee from NCIS Los Angeles, and she was in the parking lot of Trader Joe, and her phone died.
Yes.
And she couldn't get it to come back on, and she was freaking out. But it was
yeah,
so
that's all right, because next time I'm in Brooklyn, you know we're hanging out, the two of us.
Oh, definitely. It was, okay, we'll give you a hint. It was a Vampire Diaries, and it was a Mel on the Vampire Diaries. So if you go over to our website, you will see all of our interviews right there for the Vampire Diaries under our little flashy thing that says Vampire Diaries Month of May. Now that's all you guys are going to get, because we're going to go.
That's it. I just successfully put you guys down and peed, and you had no idea I was gone.
Successful. People over here, Mike just Twittered us, the second Mike that called in, and he said we're amazing. Aw, thank you. You're
so
amazing.
That's
I love
really
it.
Sweet.
I love it when people call in and they're nervous.
I just do it so adorable.
Because you want to hear something funny? We're nervous too.
Yes.
Like,
oh, you guys should hear me before a show. It's ridiculous. Like, I probably really get on Amy's nerves. So I'm like, I'm about to crap my pants. I'm so nervous right now. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm going to throw up. I just want to throw up. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. Like, I'm really bad about it.
Yeah.
Even somebody I've interviewed 2 or 3 times. Like, I should not be worried about Sam Huntington. Like, we've interviewed him once. He's hilarious, very laid back, not very serious.
It's more like of a conversation when we have him on, which I love.
Right.
And I Twittered, if you guys follow me, it's AmyVRO on Twitter. As soon as I screened his call, because the girls were already on air, and he said he'll call back in 15 minutes, as soon as he said, hey, Amy, like, we're old. old friends and stuff like that, it turned my day around because I've had a really sucky day. And it just brightened up my day. He's my happy drug.
Yeah, I called last night that Sam Huntington was going to brighten up my day. You can ask Brandon. I was crying. I was like, is that? Like, yeah, I called it. I called that he was going to come on and make everybody feel awesome. And
but yeah,
he definitely does.
We get nervous. They're like, there was a time, and I'm sure Jess is thinking about it right now. It was, what, 2 years ago? And I was freaking out. I was panicking. I was hyperventilating. I did throw up. Was it 3 years ago?
Yes, are you talking about the G. Tom Mack, Corey Haim interview?
Yes, the G. Tom Mack and Corey Haim interview. I was freaking out.
We were just like, me, Ashley, and Amy on the line are all like, does anybody else really need to throw up right now? Because we're so nervous.
I think I was like that with Joseph Morgan the first time.
I think I was too, because I think more of that was because the network was on the line with us. And when the network's on the line with us,
Joseph hadn't done a lot of interviews at that point. He had not done a lot of interviews for Vampire Diaries, so it was like, it was really nerve-wracking. It was really nerve-wracking. I mean, there's some people, I mean, the thing that everybody has to remember when listening to the show is that we are fans of the show. Mm-hmm. Our interviews, like, I'm taking a media writing class right now, and I pretty much said to my teacher the other day, I break every rule that you've taught me in this class on my radio show. Because, yeah, we're professional, but we have fun, and we're fans of the show. So you're not going to hear me sound like a box that talks like this and is asking a really boring question. Like, that's not me. And that's not any of us. And that's what kind of separates us from everybody else, is that we break the rules, but people enjoy it and they have fun, and it makes us a little different. I know I have fun. I would not want to be conventional. I don't think that our radio station would work if we were.
No, we're real.
No.
We're real. We're real people.
Yes, keep that in mind, that we're real people. And when you send hateful emails or Twitters, yeah, send them to VRO Jess and not Amy VRO, because I'm very sensitive and I will cry.
I'm sensitive too. I just don't fly off the handle as fast as Amy does. And she has to call me and be like, can I just rip this person a new asshole? I'm like, no, don't touch that button.
I have a short temper. I do. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Yeah.
It's the Irish in me. But, guys, if you're enjoying this little chit-chat between the hosts, then mark your calendar. April.
Okay.
May the 15th is our fourth year anniversary. We have been on air for 4 years.
We're actually not doing the show on May the 15th because Amber is flying out to Europe. So we're actually going to do the show before that, people.
Oh, I forgot Amber is going to Europe. God, she reminded me.
It's probably going to be the 12th. We should do it that Saturday.
That Saturday?
Wait, I don't think I can do it that Saturday. Don't do it on a weekend.
Sunday.
Okay, how about Friday
Sunday,
the 11th?
We might have somebody booked.
Friday the 11th.
We can do it Friday the 11th, but Friday the 11th is after the season finale of Secret Circle and Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
So, I mean, we could go on air a little bit after that, and I could, since I'm already on, I can go ahead and say what I want to say, and then everybody else comes in. We could do that.
Well, see, I don't know. Some of the hosts might not want to stay up until 10 o'clock to do the show. I was thinking we do it at 8.
It's Friday night.
You know what? It's once a year they can deal. What day is it?
Friday the 11th. Arbor Day.
I don't want to do that either.
Oh, my God.
Can we make it the middle of the week?
Okay, how about Wednesday the 9th?
I could do that.
We could probably do that. Yeah, we could probably do that.
And I could probably do a radio.
We'll talk about it. Let's not talk about it on air. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it amongst.
Well, okay, someday in May, in between all of our Vampire Diary interviews, we're going to have our anniversary show.
It may be 2 o'clock in the morning, but damn it, we're going to do it.
If it's 2 o'clock in the morning and we're doing it, there's no telling what you guys are going
to do. Yeah, because you don't want to miss some of us recapping some of the interviews we've done, because I think that I'm going to vouch myself as having probably the most embarrassing moment on VRO history. But I could be wrong, and you'll have to tune in and see. But I think that I did. I think that my embarrassing moment trumps all of y'all. I hate to be like that, but yeah.
No, because you didn't actually answer the question.
Yeah, but that's because I was, like, spitting on myself. I was spitting on myself. I was solid red, and I just wanted to not be on the phone. Like, I never wanted to hang up in the middle of an interview so bad in my life.
I think I was on the phone. Who was that? Because I was doing the interview with you.
We'll tell that story. I'm not telling anybody right now, so if anybody wants to know, they're going to have to listen to our anniversary show.
I don't think you were there. I know me and Amber were there because she dropped and I had to pick her up. I was like, oh.
She did myself, yes. You have to listen to our anniversary show to find out the embarrassing moments. I think we should all have to tell our embarrassing moments, but I definitely know what mine is.
We will definitely tell all of our embarrassing moments, and we will tell some stories. Hopefully, we will have some of our guests call in. If you guys want some of our guests to call in and, you know, let us know which ones you guys want, because I have to contact publicists and stuff like that. So let us know. And Jess is saying she was there.
Okay, well, I bet she was. It was a very long interview. So
yes.
We'll see.
Type it in the little chat box and tell me what you're thinking of, and I'll let you know.
People are already guessing, but we're not telling.
No, we're not telling. We're not telling. We're going to be teases like Sam Huntington.
Yeah, we're definitely not telling.
No, not telling. You guys are killing me. I can't wait. It's going to be a fun anniversary show.
It is.
If you were in the Virginia Beach area this weekend, come and see me and Josh. We will be at Blood on the Beach, and I probably will be freaking out because this will be my first time meeting G. Tom Mack, and he was my first, Jess was there, and and I'm nervous, but I'm nervous. Okay. I'm running out of stuff to say. I'm just rambling now. Just rambling.
All right, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Ella, you were right. Sam Huntington needs to call in, and Matt Davis needs to call in. So we'll try to make that happen.
Amber,
I don't know how, but we'll try.
You rocked tonight, I have to say.
Thank you.
You rocked with Sammy Huntington, and you rocked with Megan Rath. So
thank
Rath.
You.
I can't wait to hear the Glenn interview tomorrow.
Oh, my God. So excited.
Can you tell you that we've been having, like, zombie nightmares?
So, you know, I've been having them, too. I had one today when I couldn't nap.
I had one last night.
It's my brain. It's my brain prepping for him to come on. I have some amazingly funny questions I'm going to ask. But I'm going to try my best to keep it real.
Nice. All right, anyway, it's time to go. I'll talk to you later, but good luck tomorrow, and rock it out.
Yes.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Like I said, follow us on Twitter, @TheVRO, because I want to interact with everybody. So see you over there.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Amber.
Good night.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com. Want more of the VRO? Visit us at thevro.com.